This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to episode 322 of Fourth and Joint. I'm Dale Saunders here with Evan Hollywood Hearn. And Mr. Prime, 12-1. In the building. Tonight we're talking about the Bears-Eagles preview. Yes, the Bears-Eagles preview. And I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be very honest. I don't want to come off as cocky or too confident or arrogant about our squad. It just is what it is. This is a very this is a game where we, on paper, it looks like a mismatch. But the NFL is any given Sunday. We will respect that in this podcast. I'm just saying, I don't want to come across too confident, but I am very confident about this football team and the leadership that this team is built on, the foundation, which starts with guys like Kelce and Brandon Graham. And then we have a guy named Jalen Hurts, who's pretty cool too. He's not taking the rat poison either. So we have a solid football team. Feel good about your Eagles, the 12-1. So I'm feeling really good about this game coming up. How are you guys feeling?
I am feeling fantastic, Gil. I agree with you. I mean, a lot of the conversation that's been going on this week, I've been listening to the sports radio. People are talking. People are fearing the trap game, man. The trap game fear is really out there. And I can't blame anybody else but one Mr. Number 11, Micah Parsons, on the Dallas Cowboys. I mean, he was on a podcast with Von Miller earlier this week. He's jabbering his jaw, talking about how, it's more the team than it is Hurts. Hurts isn't really that impressive. I want you guys to realize this. We were talking about this pre-show. That is a them thing. We have to think about things within our own house. I don't think that this Eagles team is in this locker room thinking about the Cowboys. I think that they are laser focused on this much worse Chicago Bears team than they are thinking about the Cowboys. I think that they're locked in. They've showed me every single week that they've been locked in, their game plan, their execution, everything. They've always been right on the money. So as fans, we may be looking forward to the Dallas game on Christmas Eve. I mean, that's going to be a Christmas miracle when we finally get to put them in the dirt. But as long as the team isn't, this isn't a trap game. So I am feeling very confident about this weekend.
Well, going off of both of your comments about, Gail, you mentioned that this Sunday it looks real good on paper, and Evan, you mentioned that it could be a trap game. It all started with Michael Parsons running his mouth. Definitely got me all amped up, set the tone on me looking forward to that Cowboys game even more. But it's like you said, we have to focus on this Sunday. And I know us fans, we're definitely, especially me, are more focused on getting through this one and hurrying up and getting to the 24th. But I know the players, the team, they're focused on Sunday's game against Chicago because that's where it starts. Being up there in Chicago, you can't take nothing for granted. It's kind of like what Gail mentioned. It's a Sunday. Any given Sunday, anything can happen. You can't sleep on nobody. So that's just the thing. Cowboys almost slept on – you know, the Texans last week, and look what almost happened to them. So that's why, you know, you got to go in there playing each game like you've been playing. Really excited to just, you know, get up in Chicago, play our game off, get a little bit loosen up, you know what I mean? Because, yeah, we do have that big game on Christmas Eve. Other than that, man, just looking forward to making things happen.
And, Prime, I think you actually bring up an excellent point and something that I haven't heard yet, and I just forgot about. The Dallas Cowboys struggled against the 1-10-1 Texans just last week. And then Micah Parsons after that game where they almost got just embarrassed in front of the whole nation, he's going to go and talk about a game that is beyond his next one? That's kind of crazy to me, man.
We talked about these character flaws pre-draft.
We did.
Obviously, he's a guy that likes to say some things and to go back and do the homework. You'll understand. But the guy he's a talent when it comes to his skill set. But, you know, talking about skill sets, you know, the Chicago Bears, I mean, we're talking about a team that has gone through their share of lumps. We're talking about injuries. They're talking about trading their best pass rusher to the Eagles. We're talking about Roquan Smith, their best linebacker, trading him, to the Ravens. So it's a team that's been going through their bumps and bruises. And you talk about a guy in Justin Fields who seems like he's getting he has the Jalen Hurts arc. You know, a guy who has got the legs, can move the football with his legs. You're talking about explosive plays when we talk about this man. He's a guy we actually talked about pre-draft when we were thinking which way the Eagles are going. Are they going to actually look at a quarterback? He was a guy that I personally looked at. And they're building their offense around his skill set. I mean, you're talking about a guy who's breaking off 60-yard runs. He's got the athletic profile that not a lot of QBs have. He's a couple yards away from hitting 1,000 on the season. So he's a guy that's got really some real juice. I appreciate y'all. I was talking to Ev when we were talking about Daniel Jones. And I said, he's not.
Melovic?
Yeah. Daniel Jones, he has the athletic profile, not the Justin Field profile. And I was like, I told Ev, I was like, you know, a lot of people disrespecting Daniel Jones with the sneaky fast. Dude is fast, but this guy's a little bit faster. So the game plan is going to be pretty much similar. These running lanes that they're going to try and keep them bottled in. But what do you guys think of Justin Fields as of late?
I mean, Justin Fields, like you talked about how we're talking about mismatches. I think this entire matchup is a mismatch. With that being said, Justin Fields to me is a guy that's a year away from some really excellent QB play. I have loved what I've seen out of Justin Fields this year. I know that Chicago, they've obviously struggled. They're 3-10, but like Justin Fields has shown glimpses of just absolute brilliance this year. And I think that his future is bright. But like I said, I think that we are talking about a year away here. I don't think that with his offensive line, with this wide receiver core that he's got, I know we'll get into that, but it is vanilla city, bro.
I agree, man. I mean, somebody you definitely can't sleep on. Justin Fields, you know, he's a mobile quarterback, and, you know, it's something we definitely got to go ahead and make sure that we're paying attention to at all times. You know, they are missing a lot of weapons. I just feel like going into Sunday, it's going to be, again, another team that we're going to be playing, a one-dimensional team. The minute you shut Justin Fields down, keep him in check, I just don't see threats anywhere else on that field. I mean, not taking anything away from David Montgomery and, you know, their wide receiver core. I know we're going to talk about it a little bit later, but it's just like names that I just don't even know of. You know what I mean?
So and the two that you do know in Darnell Mooney and Chase Claypool are out.
Oh. Right. So it would have been an opportunity to see Chase Claypool a second time this season, because we did see him against the Pittsburgh Steelers when he was on that squad. And now, you know, he got traded. So it is what it is. I mean, we held him down that game to 45 yards, receiving yards. So it's like, okay. Whatever. Even if he was playing, we would have been ready for him.
If I'm being real with you, Chase Claypool still gives me the fucking heebie-jeebies, man. If he scored four touchdowns on us.
I get it, man. I get it.
I mean, it's dangerous, bro. I've seen him burn me before.
Oh, hey, look,
I don't take
good.
Him lightly.
Different squad. Yeah. But you talk about those wide receivers, Prime. You know, we got Equanimeous St. Brown. brother of Amon St. Brown.
He's the other
St. Brown. We know their dad was actually a
Mr. Olympia.
Yeah. So his kids have the weirdest names ever. I'm not gonna say weird because you know Gail. I got the comments, but I think these are who you're looking at. You look at Dante Pettis, who could be a gap model, maybe.
I used to think Dante Pettis had some potential too, man, but he's just been bounced around these days.
I mean, like, he's got nothing. Darnell Mooney, like, when we talk Darnell Mooney's out. I mean, yeah. You're talking about these weapons that he's throwing to, and you know, you could go back and look last year when we were talking about guys like Rager that Jalen was thrown to. You're just talking about the guys that they're bringing to the table versus Darius Slett.
Yeah, yeah. James Bradbury
and Tate. So I'm feeling really good about that matchup right there. And again, we're talking about an offense who runs the ball 58% of the time.
Well, that's also included with Justin's runs.
Yeah, right. I was about to say that includes the quarterbacks.
Well, like it's a one-dimensional offense.
It is 100% a one-dimensional offense, and I think that the biggest challenge of the Eagles' defense of the day, not saying that they won't be able to accomplish it, but I think the hardest thing that they'll have to do is containing Justin Fields. I think that's ultimately going to be the most difficult task.
Another thing hard to contain is the Tank, because Tank is flying. He's out with Philly Sports Trips. He's out in Chicago, man, you know.
Chi-town.
Hollis Thomas is a busy man. Yep. Shout out to Philly Sports Trips. If you guys are looking to, while we're here, might as well talk about. But Philly Sports Trips, they got the ultimate Chicago tailgate. So if you guys are looking for a tailgate right now, you can still sign up with Philly Sports Trips. Check them out at phillysportstrips.com, and you can book a tailgate package with them. Yep. If you need some more information, you can check out Sports Trips PHL on all socials.
All sports too.
Yeah. They have the Nets trip February 11th, the ultimate bus trip to Brooklyn. They have the spring training trip, three night trip March 10th. They have another spring training trip March 16th. But that's where Tank is, man. I'm a little jealous. I'm a little jealous. Yeah, I think he's just landing in Chicago town. Yeah, I think
he had a reason to be up there too, because you know what I mean, he did graduate from Northern Illinois, so he's going to be catching up with some college mates.
But while we're on the topic of Tank, a former defensive lineman, I think that would be a good segue into what I call the tale of two defensive lines. Let's just go down here. We're talking about matchups, right? Let me read you the top five sack getters of the Eagles so far this year. That's Hassan Reddick at 10, Brandon Graham at 8.5, Javon Hargrave at 8, Josh Sweat at 7.5, Fletcher Cox at 6. Now, let's go to the Bears. Jaquan Brisker leads the team in sacks with 3. Roquan Smith, 2.5. Jack Sanborn, 2. Justin Jones, 2. Travis Gibson, 2. That is the tale of two defensive lines right there in my mind. That is just a stark difference in how elite our defensive line rotation has been versus their abysmal defensive line.
I mean, they have a total of 16 sacks on the year. So we're talking about an offensive line like the Eagles, juggernaut.
One of the 16 sacks on the year. That's a Hassan Reddick plus a Fletcher Cox. My math is correct there.
We're talking about our offensive line. And again, I'm not trying to be braggadocious or confident, overconfident, but that it is what it is. We have a solid offensive line. And the way that our offense is going to attack that defense. Like I mentioned, Roquan's with Baltimore, but I'm just saying we can either pass it on them or we could throw it on them. We know Jalen Hurts to be a chef this year. He can get it in wherever. You want to barbecue outside, he can do that. You want to go inside, be barbecue Evan, he can do that. You want to put some spices on it, throw some Quez and some AJ and some Devontae. It's a whole damn touchdown salad. And again, someone in the comments is like, it's going to be a trap game. You guys are way too overconfident. I'm just saying just go across the matches.
That's it. I mean, just they're go in there. Just go in there and do your job. That's all we ask for. Just go in there and do your job. Get loosened up. You know what I mean? Because, hey, what we got to put our all into is coming in a couple weeks.
But again, so let me ask you guys, over under 100 passing yards for Gardner Minshew this game.
I say 100 myself. Shout out to Romy, says in the comments, it went from Hurts has weapons, no excuse, to Hurts has too many weapons to be MVP candidate. If you guys have watched Chris Sims, his recent breakdown of, you know, it's this thing about like the constant disrespect of Jalen. How, you know, we got it from our own fan base, to be honest. Now we're getting it from the national media, who probably don't check in on every game. So I don't know, man. The brother quarterbacks, like my dad used to say as a kid, he's like, son, in this world, you're gonna have to be twice as good to get recognized. Mm-hmm. It's a shame it has to be this way, but Hurts is putting up numbers that no QBs have ever done. So, like, at the end of the day, I'm very happy that Hurts is he's not taking the rat poison.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, Chris Sims is a clown, bro. I think that when we are getting ready to walk down Broad Street, Jason Kelce is going to be dressed as a mummer, and he's going to be talking about that clown, Chris Simmons, can't rank his quarterbacks in order. I think it's comical, man. I mean, the whole thing where they talk about, you know, he's got too elite of a surrounding cast around him to be considered an MVP. What about Pat Mahomes having Tyreek Hill when he won? I mean, Tyreek Hill is the best wide receiver in the league right now. Pat Mahomes won an MVP throwing to Tyreek Hill. That was an elite offense. He had Travis Kelce.
I'm saying
it's a frustrating topic, bro. Like, I really try my hardest not to spaz out about this bullshit. And I know we talked about trying to keep our composures for the next couple, but it's just like when that topic comes up, it's hard to, because the disrespect that these analyses are coming out with, you know, in various ways, in all different directions, is ridiculous. Starting with Chris Sims, like, dude, we're talking about somebody that if you go back to those Hard Knock days, you couldn't even, I mean, you literally had your coach right there reading in your ears what play to yell out in the huddle, and you couldn't even get that right. You couldn't even get that right. And you're over here disrespecting this man. I mean, you know he came from a long way. We're talking about people, including myself, that, yes, at times had doubt about who he was, but he came and he proved to me, to many of us fan base, that he's capable of doing the job. So who gives a shit if he has weapons or not? He's doing his thing. He has come a long way. Arm strength, leading the receiver, being a leader, running the ball when he's supposed to, staying in the pocket when he's supposed to. He learned a lot. He took the time to go ahead and learn the phases of playing the NFL at the NFL level. So you can see that he put in that work in the offseason. So give him the credit where credit is due. That's the part that's just really setting me off. I really stopped watching ESPN for the past couple of days because of the disrespect these guys have. I mean, these are has-beens. Has-beens that haven't got nothing, and they still want to go ahead and clown our quarterback.
Yeah,
I don't want to. I don't want to get into the race card. I'm not going to do that. Never been about that. But I mean, it's really starting to get ridiculous. Like, if you really think Gardner Minshew was going to go there and do the same damn thing, I don't know, man. Like, come on. I mean, and I was praising Gardner last year, but I don't know, man. Yeah. Not the way this guy's playing right now. I really don't.
So, Mahomes actually brought up that point. He's like, we held to a higher standard than most QBs out here in the league. And he said it just is what it is. But, yeah, and Chris Sims, he's with the NBC. So, I mean, it like you saw that list of top 40 QBs that he had. He had
Kellen Moore?
He had a lot of – Kellen – oh, was it a
– Mond? Moore? I don't fucking remember.
yeah, I mean, not even top 40. So, I mean –
Did he have Cam Newton on there?
And can we also talk about how about Deshaun Watson he had on there, who wasn't even going to play for the first 13 weeks of the game?
Carson Wentz was above him.
And I, but I also think, and you know, I will look at it head on. I mean, we were just talking about how race seems to be involved in it, definitely is involved in people making these decisions. And I think it's interesting too, how like they talk about how athletic Jalen is, but let's talk about the man's intelligence for a second. This guy has the least amount of interceptions out of these quarterbacks. Like, he doesn't make mistakes, bro. He is one of the most intelligent quarterbacks in the league. I mean, on top of the most talented. And, like, that's something that's just overlooked for the same exact reason, in my opinion.
We're talking about ball placement. There is no – ball placement is ball placement. Right. He's putting it in every single spot. He needs to put it in. He's not really forcing a ton of plays, I think. It's a good scene out here for Jalen Hurts. Obviously, Eagle fans, we're gonna ride for our quarterback. So, you know, I respect the ride or dies out here. Shout out to Andrew. He says, "Yes, I was named after Gale Sayers. That's why I wanted to go to Chicago. Relive, get deep dish pizza, and then, you know, maybe the spirit of Gale Sayers will change my life in some which way. I don't know." I have respect for him. Kathy says, my question is, how far can this team get in the playoffs?
All the way.
All the way.
All the way, Kathy.
All the way, Kathy.
Mm. All the way and then some. All the way back to Broad Street.
Now, Todd also says, are we going to get a post-game pod after the game Sunday? This guy, the manager over here, Todd, he's like, get your head in the game, guys.
We try to give the fans what they want, man.
This is a possibility.
It is a possibility.
Okay.
Everyone's it's a 1 o'clock game, right?
Yeah. It's a possibility.
Okay. Now, I mean, looking across the way, who actually concerns you besides Justin Fields?
What am I supposed to say, N'Keal Harry?
I'm trying to give you some layups without saying it.
Dude, there's no one. Like, I can't even fake it, bro. Like, I can't even be like, oh, David Montgomery, you know, like, exactly. He might be able to get by. Like, he's not gonna. I'm not worried about any of these clowns, bro.
Well, I gotta be clowns, Ev. Jay, go ahead.
That's a good
no, I was just that's, saying, it's the truth. Like one. the only name that I could just see on there. Well, all right. Besides David Montgomery, is their tight end Cole Kmet.
Yeah, he's second in the league with touchdowns with five. So I mean, like I you know, they have been averaging 25 as of late.
25 what?
Points. Oh. You know. I think I just like what they've done with the offense. They've kind of like started to utilize his skill sets, and I think that's what you should do with your players, like utilize his skill set. Like, yeah. He's a dude that can break them. I would like to see him outrun Darius Slay, though. I say Slay. I'm saying too much Darius. It's Slay. It's Slay all the way.
Yeah, and I mean, like, if we're being real, like, you brought up the question, like, who do I most fear? The obvious answer is Justin Fields, because I think that's the guy that can break a 40-yard run against us if he does get clear. But that's really, like, it couldn't be more one-dimensional, their offense, in my opinion. That the entire thing needs to move through Justin Fields. And if he doesn't have any options to really throw the ball, because the wide receiver is going to be absolutely locked down on the outside – Cole Kmet maybe might be able to get open in the middle, but I mean, a tight end's only going to get you so far, dude. And our offense, like, you have to figure, like, let's think about Chicago's defense. They're trash too. It's not just Chicago's offense is trash. Chicago's defense is trash too, which means that their offense, which has been explosive recently, is going to have to keep up with our offense that has been nuclear this entire season. So.
Oh, wow.
Yo, this is in a weird
that really just
Evan's got gunshots outside his apartment. This is the first time.
I think that was a Fields fan, bro. Yeah,
yo, I don't know if y'all heard that, but that was real.
What's up, Philly? Live.
talking about live, the Wu-Tang Front, as we like to call them. I missed that last comment. So the Wu-Tang Front, man, they're going to have a field day against this running attack. I think they, you know, whether it's Sue, Linville Joseph, Milton Williams, Fletcher Cox, and Hargraves, let me read off their offensive line. So you know that we're not trying to blow smoke. We're talking about Braxton Jones, Cody Whitehair. I mean, Sam Mustafa, Tevin Jenkins, Riley Reef. I think it's a you're going up against a very deep Wu-Tang front, as we like to call it.
I think Wu-Tang's outside, bro.
Are you okay?
No, I'm good, bro.
Somebody mentioned
I think someone might not be okay.
Somebody mentioned in the comments you might want to go into the bathroom and do the rest of the show.
I see people walking around like gunshots didn't just happen.
Oh man.
Was that Chris Sims?
Is that Chris Sims?
Yeah, but going back to your point about, you know, the Wu-Tang, the whole rotation, I'm hoping that they really go ahead and put that into play this Sunday because, again, we want to keep the blood flowing. We want to keep everybody loose and up, ready, you know, for the big game that we are preparing ourselves for because, you know, I just want to see these guys play a whole lot more. But, you know, I'm pretty confident they are going to have the opportunity because, you know, there's a possibility that we could go up pretty big and, you know, we might have to go ahead and start subbing. So we'll see how it goes.
Now, Bob from Down Under says it's Goddard back. It's looking like he's
yeah. They haven't mentioned any setbacks or anything like that.
They have till 4 o'clock to announce.
Right.
I think my opinion is I would save him.
I would save him too. That's what I was just getting ready to say.
But then I started thinking about like I'd like him to knock some rust off too. Heading into Dallas.
Yeah, I would too. But that being said, like our tight ends have been filling in nicely with in the absence of Goddard, man. Like, so I don't know. I do you think that Goddard would need how many weeks has he missed at this point?
It's been 4 weeks. Four or five weeks.
Yeah.
You go. Well, I mean, I agree. I agree with Gail said, like, you know what I mean, even if you come in for, you know, a quarter or two just to get loosened up, get the rust off. Then, you know, I mean, go ahead and relax because it's like you said, our tight end backups have been filling in just right and they're doing their thing. So, you know, might as well keep it going.
Mahomes has less to work with. I will give him that his wide receiver core has been not great this year, but come on, dude. You got Travis Kelce. You got Andy Reid, one of the best, you know, playmakers of all time.
Now he doesn't have enough. Now it's too funny, man.
Yeah, man, I don't know, man. Like, again, that's a topic that will keep on going. I think the way that Hurts is handling it, I think the way the team's handling it, they're just like, you know, we know what we see every day. There was that piece that John Clark had put out there, I believe. Just said he interviewed all the players and some of the coaches, and they're like, nah, he's here. He's here all the time.
Yeah. I mean, Matt, you got to give him mad respect because of the fact that he's been dealing with this whole situation the proper way. He hasn't been feeding into any of this BS. You know, he's keeping his head up. He's doing his thing. And then just his comments, his responses to all these questions is like, you know, I don't know what you're talking about, or, you know, I mean, hey, let's just we're thinking about the Bears, not the Cowboys, that type of stuff. So it's like he's handling it very well.
Speaking of feeding into the BS, can we just trash this fool real quick?
Oh my God.
We're coming for you, bro. We're coming for you. You give us one more week.
Hey, Ev, let's worry about Chicago.
Yeah, let's worry about Chicago.
That's not – listen, like I
said – I'm pulling a Melada.
That's the player's job.
But I wanted to shout out to Tim. Tim's out in Chicago. Recently got a pair of customs that, man, is patient for his customs. Shout out to Tim, though. He's out in Chicago area, and he's going to get to see his birds. So that's the cool thing about when the birds travel, you get an opportunity to see – your team if you don't live close to Lincoln Financial Field. Absolutely. Speaking of Lincoln Financial Field, shout out to Kathy. She's says, guys, can you explain how great my coworkers are at Lincoln Financial Field? They are amazing. If you guys, if you're lost, they'll get you to your seats. If there's too many Cowboys fans, Ev's got a special bathroom downstairs in the. There's a secret bathroom, by the way.
Don't tell him.
I'm not gonna let you all know about it.
Putting you out there, man.
Jaron says Dallas Goedert back. Should we expect a big game from him? If so, I think I give him a snap count. I think a 4 catch, 55 yards, and a touchdown.
You ease him back in with a snap count. I like that. I like that.
Mark says the Eagles beating themselves is the only way they don't get the W on Sunday. Again, I wouldn't have created this meme for a reason, because I think we've seen it many, many a times. The Eagles shooting themselves in the foot, and this is a visual that I came up with while in an Eagles game, because I was like, what is going on here? But I think they should be fine, man. We've had enough shooting ourselves in the foot as of late.
Yeah, tell me about it, bro.
Deep dish subset or own category? We're talking about pizza here?
What's subset mean?
No idea. Never heard of that.
I never heard of that.
I'm kind of. If somebody told me about. They were driving.
Why do you keep on entertaining this clown, man?
Yeah. Because I just wanted to say one thing, though. You better get the KY, bro. That's all I gotta say.
If somebody in the comment was like, "I'm come and jump into car and let's go to Chicago," I might do that. Anyone? Any takers? Anyone?
Bueller. No.
Nobody wants to jump in a car. As long as you're driving.
Chicago, bro. You know how far that is? How many bathroom trips?
I don't know, man. I'm feeling okay. I'll keep it to myself.
Yeah.
Myself. I mean, while we're at it, I mean, we'll like to speak things into existence on this podcast and foresee the future, as in maybe who's going to be the offensive MVP versus the Chicago Bears. Again, I don't want to come off too confident here, but if you listen to some of these Chicago beats, they are not picking their own team at all. But anyway, we're talking about the Eagles.
Exactly where we want.
Offensive MVP in the comments, too. We'd like to know who your potential offensive MVP versus the Chicago Bears will be this week.
What do you got, Ev?
That's what I'm sitting here thinking. I was originally sitting here thinking Miles Sanders. Although I'm thinking, like, what are the odds he goes for, you know, over $125 and 2 touchdowns again this week? I'm gonna stick with it. I'm gonna go with a Miles Sanders game. He deserves it from me for all of the down talking I've said about his injuries and all that. He deserves his flowers. The man's been phenomenal this year, and I think Miles could definitely pop off this game.
Interesting. Andrew in the comments agrees with you, Mr. Primo.
Yeah. Well, since Evan stole my I'm going to probably say fuck. It's kind of hard now. You know what? I'm going to stick with it too, man. 26, man. I see 26 going ham again. I see the rushing game is going to be elite once again. This defensive line is no threat. I'm not worried about anything. So I see Miles, you know, doing his thing and killing it again this weekend. So you know, I mean, I'm gonna say back to back player of the week.
Oh well, I'm gonna switch it up. I'm gonna switch it up for the switch up. Jalen Hurts. I think Jalen Hurts is continuously been the MVP, and I think this is a game where he could do many of things, but I think this could be a 3 touchdown game.
What's up, Pete? No, so, I agree with you. I completely agree. 3 touchdowns in the air, 3 touchdowns, mix and match. What are you thinking?
I say three in the air, maybe one on the ground.
Okay.
Bird Gang 31. He says Devontae Smith.
Love it. Hey, we gotta get Smitty to 1,000, bro.
1,000, exactly. So you know what I mean? I like Devontae. I like Devontae as well.
We have a vote for Nuri. Says AJ Brown, 12 catches, 125, two touchdowns is his bold prediction.
That's a day right there.
Yeah, man. We got Heath says Devontae Smith for MVP this week. Interesting. We got one. Mr. Douglas Michael from down south, way down south, overseas. He says Hurts. He agrees. Darlene, she gave the trifecta: Miles, AJ, and Devontae. Okay. The co-MVPs. I like to say Nesro.
Bird Gang is just expecting an explosion. Honestly, I would love this, man. I would love a three-cutty game for Smitty.
We have Rome in the house. Rome in the house. He says, I'd go. He's here for a good time, not a long time. So he's willing to get in the car. Are you driving? Because I put about 40,000 on the truck this year.
That's crazy.
So I'm going to need someone else to drive this one. I was trying to talk Zach into – I saw Zach in the comments, but I was trying to talk in. He's like – I was like, you want to drive? I'm in.
When you need to work quickly and confidently, you need Grammarly. It's a trusted AI writing partner that helps you get work done faster with better writing. And it works where you work, across 500,000 apps and websites. 96% of users agree. Grammarly helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Grammarly. Easier said. Done.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Baby's going out.
No, he flew out there. He's flown out there. I already asked.
Yeah, it's actually crazy. He's going to every single game this year. That's a bucket list right there, man.
He says he's got to go ahead and book next week's game, and then he's officially been to every single game this year. That's crazy.
Feast of Pete is always worried about stats in the comments. You know what, Devontae? I just want to give him his props for his he's the stat god. He would like to give Devonta Smith over 1,000 yards. Do you think that's doable this season?
Hell yeah. What's he sitting at right now? Eight-something?
885. 885, I think it was.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He needs 115 yards over the, three, four games?
Yeah.
We got it. Got it, bag.
Shout out to Mr. iFlow, a.k.a. Chris. He said, this game and the next will solidify the MVP and number one seed game MVP this week. Quez or Hurts.
I like it.
Yeah. I'm feeling that. Let's move to the defensive side of things. We set an offensive MVP. How about our defensive MVP for today? This week.
I want it to be my Walter Payton Man of the Year, coming off a three-sack performance. He's going to add another 2 on there. He's going to get the 10 on the year to join his pal Hassan Reddick. Give me my man, BG.
You a bum, man.
I take it from you, too.
Another one stolen from me. Nah, all right. Well, then in that case, I'm gonna go with TJ Edwards this week, man. I think he's going to have a hell of a game. I see over 7 tackles. And might even get a sack up in there. So I think he's going to have a game.
Wow, from down under says TJ Edwards containing Justin Fields.
There you go.
I think the way that he's got him coached up, I think it's they're ready to go. Jonathan Gannon was asked how the Eagles were able to keep Jones in the pocket. This is last week, so you obviously have to think how they're going to keep Fields in the pocket. He says, you can't be selfish when you play quarterbacks with that type of skill set. It's really everyone has to rush together, whether you're rushing 4, 5, or 6. You have to stay disciplined, and you have to be where you're supposed to be, and I thought they did a good job at that. They know the value of that, of the rush plan, and execute at a high level. Then going to this next upcoming game, this is Justin Fields. He's electric. We're going to have to have some tools that we use, and we're going to have to be basically the same thing because the way that they move the ball down the field is all through the quarterback. Got a big time challenge with that. But hey, man, TJ Edwards, he doesn't get enough credit, I don't think.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, that's a guy that has been – he's been on fire this entire year. And almost – like this comparison I'm about to make, when we were going into this year, what was the one thing that we talked about? Obviously, this is all before Jalen Hurts. Like, everybody expected Jalen Hurts to improve this year. Right. Nobody expected him to improve to the rate where he's an MVP candidate this year. That's my opinion. I expected a step up from Jalen Hurts. I wasn't expecting an MVP season. If I'm being real with you, TJ Edwards is that on the defensive side of the ball, in my opinion. TJ Edwards is a guy that we were like, all right, if we can get something out of TJ this year, that's gravy. TJ Edwards has been one of the best linebackers in the league this year. And I think that he is one of those underrated guys. He's one of those guys that's not talked about enough because he's been absolutely balling, man. He really has.
So we had Todd and Andrea both with the Slay Day. We have Chris with Hassan Reddick. Again, dude, look, talk about the names, man. There's so many names to go through on this roster, defensively and offensively, that could potentially be that dude.
Yeah.
I'm having like a proud uncle moment.
While we're talking about this, and I want to throw this out to the chat as well, as you guys, but let's just have some fun and let's pick a number. A player and a number. Who do you think ends up leading the Eagles in sacks at the end of the year, and how many sacks? Hassan's leading right now with 10.
Who's going first?
Go ahead.
I'm going to say Hassan Reddick. Reddick's going to end up leading the team, number 7.
How many?
I'm going to say I think he's going to end up with 16.
16?
I'll go 15.
So I'm with 15.
Okay.
I'm gonna go Javon Hargrave, bro. I think Javon Hargrave could end up really just pounding his way through on the rest of the year. I think that's another guy like TJ Edwards that has been very underrated, very under talked about this year. What's he sitting at right now? 8 or 8.5, I believe, on the year. I think he's able to get it to 13 by the end of the year and leads the team.
Andrew chimes in with the Brandon Graham at 13. Interesting. Todd wanted to mention too as well, Evan, he said he did think he was going to be MVP caliber. Go back and watch the old shows. He's got a lot of demands. He said he wants a show after the game.
If you said that, then I give you all the props in the world. I'm just saying – The average Philadelphia Eagle fan, including myself, I expected a step up from Hurts this year. I expected improvement. I did not expect an MVP season. That blew me away.
Now, Heath is asking for a special teams MVP.
Yeah. All right.
Chris Ellis?
Ellis with Boston Scott.
Or how about friend of the show, Rick Lovato?
Rick Lovato, who hasn't messed up, like, I feel like the entire time that we've been doing this show. And I don't think he'll be the MVP. Hey, look, but
I like where you're going with this.
Yeah, I like some Britton Covey. And,
yeah, can you imagine that happening next week, though? Can you imagine?
Amazing. if Covey was able to pull that off, that would be obviously him being the special teams MVP. But I want to give him, a little bit of love for just stepping in and being the holder in a pinch. He did that well, too.
He definitely did. That man gets special teams MVP just for all the hits that he took this season.
Man, I stay late on the chat, dude. We have a lot of Boston Scott.
Scott.
Love in the chat.
I wouldn't mind Zach Pascal getting stats up a little bit. I wouldn't mind that.
We got a couple Pascals in there. Yo, Pascal's that dude. We talk about glue guy guys. These are the dudes. The dudes that don't get all the love for random, you know, stuff. But, like, he does it all.
He's a crash test Covey. I love that.
We still haven't – did anyone get back to his wife about how disrespectful her tweet or TikTok was?
I mean, listen, man. Covey, like, you know – I've been an advocate for you all year long.
Which one were we talking about? Because he's an NFL player.
He might be all pro simping, bro. If I'm being real with you,
are you guys talking about the one that she said that I'm with an NFL player? That's the reason.
Yeah, you got that. You got him being held like a baby. Yeah, it's too much, bro. These are the days that I long for, like the 1990s prior to the internet, where I don't need to know all this about my players, man.
The other thing is like that man's. That first of all, that man has generational wealth. Like his grandfather and his father are like all, you know, New York Times best selling books ever. His grandfather was. Let's get it straight. They're probably. It could be billionaires.
Billy.
I'd say 600 milli.
600 milli.
So, Covey don't need this little money. This is chump. Like, Covey is doing this for, like...
Hey, dude. That was Nick Foles, too, bro. Nick Foles' dad was an oil tycoon.
Yeah, they don't need this money. So, this is the love. This is where the love comes from.
Love of the game.
If you want to go find that book, talk amongst yourself. I'll give a shout-out to the family.
Is it, there's no other MVPs I think we can give out Prime. It's the coaching MVP of the game.
So the name of the book is The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey. If you haven't read it, go ahead and read it. You might become a leader.
I was at restaurants.
I've actually read that book prior to even knowing Covey.
Good, so you did.
It's a good read.
Yeah.
It's a good read. So I know it's the previous show, but like, are we any big plans for the game? Are you watching it anywhere that we need to know about?
I'm taking advantage of the fact that, you know what I mean, it is a week off for us from tailgating. So yeah, just relaxing. Probably be watching some football with my brother because, you know, I've been dedicated to the tailgates and to whatever away games we've been to. So
wifey's happy you're home.
She's definitely happy that I'm home. So. Actually, what's that? 2 weeks in a row? We're going 3 weeks in a row. So, yeah, 2 weeks because we went to New York last week. But yeah, I mean, that's about it. Just going to go ahead and watch some football with the family. And a big shout out to my brother because it is his birthday this week. Yeah.
Oh well.
Oh come on, man.
Happy birthday to him. Happy birthday to him.
Happy birthday. That's tough. You know, it's
very tough.
It's getting close to Eagles Cowboys week, but we're staying focused on Chicago.
Andrew Hurst, anybody in the Westchester area, Andrew Hurst could be at the PJ Wellahans. You want to go meet up there for the game? I'm gonna be in the same vibe as Prime. I'm gonna be on the couch, but I'm huge watch from home guy.
So. Rome says any plans for the 24th? I may come to Philly.
I'm gonna be with family, dog.
Yeah,
it's Christmas Eve.
I think I'll be open to presents. Do you guys open presents Christmas Eve or Christmas morning?
That's Christmas dependent on who I'm with. So like I usually see a lot more extended family on Christmas Eve. So I'll exchange gifts with family that I won't see on Christmas, open those gifts then. But my immediate family, that's all Christmas Day.
Okay. Yeah, mine's Christmas Day with the kids.
Yo, I gotta come check out the train set too, bro. Jealous.
We actually
don't tell me.
Nah, we actually held off on putting it up this year, man.
Oh
yeah,
Train City?
Yeah, yeah.
Bro, that's disappointing.
I saw Ev's little train set around the tree. That's cute.
It is.
I thought he was joking at first. I was like,
He wasn't joking. For that boy, I'm gonna say that boy. For that boy to sit there and watch that train go around and around.
The man is dealing with drive-bys and gunshots in this neighborhood. Like, if you want to have like a train
any
set,
any type of comfortability that I can get, I'm gonna be sitting here in my flak vest watching the game.
Shout out to Adrian. His comment says that you think this defense can compare to 91 because the game is catered to the offense. They lead in sacks in terms. I think
you guys questioned.
I think it was a more physical football team. I mean, you just look at those damn clubs with the Reggie. It was just a very physical. The game was more physical, but I think
they brought up that fog game from
those. Oh, years. Yeah.
I mean, was that 91?
They would never play that game.
Randall Cunningham had over 400 passing yards in the fog, bro. In the fog.
Wow.
So
I'm looking forward to, speaking of elements, I'm looking forward to that Buffalo Miami game on Saturday night. They're thinking that it's going to be like a full-on snowball when that game starts.
And Tua can play in those.
I know, and I got Tyreek Hill going in the first round of the playoffs. So I'm like,
yeah, that's a tough one, bro. That's the time. Unless he returns another fumble, that's about it.
I don't get receiving yards for that.
I know you don't. You just still get the six, though. He gives you some points.
Give me something.
How about Feast with Pete with the late questions? We've addressed this. No, I'm just kidding. I'll answer it anyway, Pete. But shout out to Feast with Pete. Check it out, his YouTube channel. Eagles fan cooking the most amazing things.
He throws down.
He said he's threatened us with a good time by cooking at the tailgate. I would like some gumbo. I'd like some what was it? He makes a
garlic bread.
Crawfish. But the comments about Hurts, I actually like the disrespect because I feel like it just adds to the fire, and I feel like the way the team is rallying around Hurts with the pocket full of shells.
I love how Hurts is a guy that is not affected by any of this talk, any of this nonsense, man. He is laser focused. I mean, like the best thing to point at is just that this past weekend when you see, after we're up 21-0 and, you know, all the wide receivers are grinning on the bench ear to ear and Jalen Hurts just there, just like sicko mode, bro, just ready to go tear him up again. Like, that's the epitome of what Jalen Hurts is, dude. He just wants to go out there and ball. He doesn't care about any of the noise. And that's my quarterback.
Yeah. Now, Nurio with a question that he asks, how many times will Justin Fields be sacked this week? They are averaging 3.4 sacks they give up a game. And if you've seen the way that the Eagles are set up, in my Kevin Hart voice, they are, like I said, it's a National Geographic scene with lions, and they're coming from every single different angle, the legs, the neck, whatever. I think we're going to get a 6-sack performance.
I dig it.
What do you think?
6 sacks. I'm gonna one up you and say 7.
7. Brian, what you got?
Yeah, I'm gonna stay with 5 or 6. 5 or 6 sacks.
5 or 6.
5 or 6. I gotta choose one.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go with 5.
Okay, nice.
See, now Gail's got the least amount of wiggle room there. I got 7+. Prime's got 5 less. Better be 6 good.
Otis says, what's up with the hot Hopkins situation? Heard he might want out of Arizona.
That's a possibility, man. For people that have been watching Hard Knocks, you kind of see his
he don't like his quarterback, man.
His two, man. He doesn't. Go ahead, my bad.
I'm just sitting here thinking, like, we are already paying AJ Brown $25 million. We can't afford another.
Oh no, I'm not saying
that. I'm not saying you are. I'm just saying, like, anybody that is like eyeing up DeAndre Hopkins for the next season, it's not a plausible thing. Yeah. And I think that Hopkins is on the decline of his career. I think he's still great, but like just like Julio Jones, like a once great, but now he's not the same as he once was.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, people watch the Hard Knocks. You can see his attitude. He's not really. I mean, he's just not really all there. You know,
his leadership skills is not.
Yeah.
I think he's got a Madden rating of probably 55 leadership. Eagles Truth has a question. So he's jumping ahead to a week, but we're fans. I guess we can do that. I was initially nervous about the Dallas game. Right now, though, oh my God, there's no way we lose that game. Can you guys feel the same energy I'm feeling?
Can I take this? Eagles Truth, let me just tell you, for you to even feel that Dallas was going to go ahead and to have any type of nerves towards that game, nah, I'm sorry, man. It was just you're out of pocket for that one, because there's no reason to be nervous, man. These guys are looking good.
Well, he said there's no way that they can lose that game, though.
Now, but I mean, he said he had nerves. You should have never even had nerves.
It says Eagles Truth.
Yeah, I get it.
It's come from the heart, though.
I get it. I appreciate that, and I respect. But there should be no reason to be having any type of nerves, man. I'm not worried about nothing at all. And I just really want to thank Michael Parsons, because you just made it even worse on your end.
And for him to be talking too, like, he didn't get completely taken out of the game when we played him the first time around, man. He was shut down.
You don't even have to block him, because that's the way that we're setting him up for.
Yeah, let him through. Jalen's going to get around him. It don't matter.
It's funny, because we go back to in the offseason, everyone except for – I don't think Evan didn't make it to the softball game. Devontae Smith had a softball game in Allentown. And was that Allentown? Bethlehem. Mike Parsons was there as he had his squad. Devontae Smith had his squad. The game was kind of tied up in the very end, and Jalen Hurts up to bat. Bat's lefty, by the way. Rips a shot. Me and Prime are going ape shit, because it was like ridiculously – it was almost like perfectly timed. The game was over. It was a walk-off. The rest is history. And he's just been elevating and hitting home runs week in and week out. So I feel like that was kind of like – it was a symbol. There's some symbols there. And then what did AJ Brown said? Get your popcorn ready.
Get your popcorn ready.
Can we just address something real quick, though? And that is the comment that he just had up, Eagles Truth. And then he follows it up with an Any Given Sunday. You're going back on what you said, dude. What do you mean?
You sounded like Michael Parsons right there. You know what I mean? You're going to go play my quarterback out, and then you want to come back and say, well, I didn't mean it like that. You know, those weren't my intentions. Come on, bro.
Now, Bob from Down Under says, what are your guys' thoughts on taking the foot off the pedal and resting players? I believe we should stay with the starters even in the last game of the season. Rest players fourth quarter. Recently, Brandon Graham, he spoke to that. He said it's good to get that rest for some of those players who are dealing with, you know, every player is dealing with an injury that they're carrying over week after week. They're just managing the pain. I think that does work for some of these guys. They do need a week's rest, let their body recover. But I do feel like you got to keep that spirit up. You know, you got to keep that energy going. Like, you know, some guys can turn it on and off. Some guys, you know, these younger guys, you know, like, you know, playoff football is way different than regular season. And we all know it's one and done. But I do feel like that Tampa Bay game was definitely, it was something that needed to happen for this group to come together to realize what they needed to bring to the table. But what do you guys feel about Bob's comment?
You know, I disagree respectfully. I think that, you know, I see what you're saying in leaving the players in, keep them sharp. And even in the fact that we most likely are going to end up having that bye going into the playoffs. But it's all about the risk of injury, man. I mean, we are a team that has been just tragically affected by injuries at this point in the season, in the past. And I just want to keep this squad that is just firing on all cylinders as healthy as possible. If we start beating up on the Chicago Bears and we pull our starters in the third quarter and even at halftime, if it gets ridiculous and we're up like 35-0 or something like that at halftime, let Minshew play the second half, dude. Let the second team play. I just want to keep our guys healthy for when it matters.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I agree. I mean, there ain't really much that I could go ahead and add on to that, because, I mean, you pretty much nailed everything with what you just said. It's just be smart about it. You know what I mean? Be smart about it. Make sure we don't go ahead and rest them too much where they are out of sync when it comes back to actually playing. So, you know, at the end of the day, it's the coaching staff, how well they go ahead and, you know, make their decisions on resting the players. So.
And I agree, Bob, that you can't predict injuries, but you can prevent them if they don't play. So if they're not out there, it's a lot harder to get hurt on the bench than it is out on the field getting hit.
That's the thing with, like, you know, all these running quarterbacks that get hurt in the pocket. They're going to get hurt when they run the ball. They usually get hurt in the pocket anyway.
Yep.
Darlene is speaking into existence. He says, clinching the division in the first round bye on the 25th. Okay. I like it. Yeah, man. Andrew says, thanks for staying with me here this evening. Hollis skipped his workout today.
Thank you for joining in, man. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate that.
Shout out to Andrew. We're going to have to get him on for this one. He did fly out today. I think he just landed. He's probably getting his hotel right now. And again, I'm putting this out there. Anyone want to drive to Chicago, let me know. We can get this going. I told my girl, I said, hey, what are you doing this weekend? Chicago? Are you going or not? Like, my family has a play that we have tickets for. Should they give it to someone or not? I said, okay, let me just hold on. Just hold on to it. So if she comes home and I'm like, you know what? Going to Chicago tomorrow.
Are you going to get tickets to a play and bring her?
I tried to bring her, but she said no. Oh. I get it, though. Yeah, before we get out of here, I just want to thank everyone in the chat. Thank you guys for coming and joining the show. It's a Friday night. I know you just got paid. It's a good time, but thank you for all your comments in the chat. We're all geeked up for this Sunday. Anything before we get out of here? Anyone want to bring up something that we didn't?
I mean, considering all the events that have transpired since this podcast started, I would just say stay safe out there, man. Philadelphia is not safe right now. And keep your head on a swivel. Be safe, man. Stop the violence.
Yeah. On a serious note, that is true, man. I'll definitely I hope you're careful, Evan. Seriously, you're just walking out that door, man. But anyway, I just want to – like I said, give my brother a big shout out. You know, we'll be seeing you in 2 weeks, bro. But this weekend is your weekend. I love you, man. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Well,
you know, let's celebrate and everything. Maybe we'll celebrate with the Eagles win and the Dallas Cowboys loss on Sunday. So, you know, and what a better way to go ahead and bring in your birthday.
And I would go Chicago dog, Andrew.
I'm going Chicago pizza. Deep dish.
That's lasagna, bro.
Okay. This question has been asked. The weather, this is from a Chicago native. He says cold around 25 game time.
They said 15. That's what I heard.
15?
15 degrees.
Did you give her your last word?
We both
did. Yeah, we all did. He actually did too.
Oh, he did too.
You could have used this, you know.
Well, you're the one controlling it over there.
No, but I do want to shout out Bud Light. Shout out to Bud Light, and shout out to Conchi Italian Bakery, and as well as shout out to Philly Sports Trips for holding us down over the years and providing awesome trips. I just want to wish everybody a safe holidays, man. If we don't get to talk to you, but yes. We will. We're doing shows, but if we don't get to talk to you, you know, everyone's busy and such on the last couple of weeks before Christmas. And again, man, with the, you know,
news of Twitch passing and the way he passed. I just want to let everyone know, man, if you got things to talk about, there's people to talk about to these things. Everyone has loved ones, and definitely check in on your peoples. Like that, the guy that brought so much energy to a lot of people out there, everyone thought that dude could have been the happiest guy in the world. You never know what people are going through. So check in on your peoples and make sure they're good, man. You know?
Absolutely.
And as always, let's go Birds, and we'll see you guys in the next one. Fly, Eagles, fly.